and I have a lot of things to think about. I want to send a new tape recorder home, and I don't want to pack this one I got, which is a big one, but it's 2 years old. I'd like to get a new model. I think what I'll do is sell this one out here and order one from Japan and have them send it on back to the States. I think I can send, without any problems, I think I can send this nice Akai, sell it to somebody, and then get myself order one from Japan and have it sent home. Would that be all right with you, honey bunny? I'm sure that I'd like to have a nice big tape deck. I've got a lot of tape here, and I don't want to drag this old thing home, but I got a lot of things to pack and ship away, so I guess I better start concentrating on it, getting stuff sent out. Let's see, I got tapes, books, and a few odds and ends. Banap, Nom Dile Day, how are you today? I'm talking to Mr. Ba William. You want to say hello to Ba William?
Chào bà Quay Giam. Bà Quay Giam có mạnh giữa không? Khi nào bà Quay Giam chậm chậm ông Quay Giam tới về Manican, bà Quay Giam thích không?
She just said hello, Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams is about ready to go back to America, and he's feeling very happy about it. She says, I'm called Titcom. She likes that. Tell her about Komeo coming back. Om Noe, Om Ba William, Ba William, Banat Noe, Ba William, Komeo, Salai.
Yeah, Ba William, cô mẹ đi học chưa đây đời man, tức là Quảng Ngãi. Thích ông Quay Giam lắm. Chừng nào ông Quay Giam đi về, cô mẹ mất nhà ông Quay Giam.
Come on, Ba, Banap. Banap just told you that Komeo come back from Da Nang, and that we think a lot of her, and she's the generator girl that we're going to put in here. Banap bought herself a new Honda motorbike, and Banap Mua Honda, huh? Banap Komeo drove the Honda and was practicing, and she run the Honda under Ed Dillery's car, and Banap Noyom William Komeo crashed the Honda.
Yeah. Banap mua Honda cho cô mẹ đi, cô mẹ trả tông trong rào. Bà Quay Giam đâu muốn gặp bà Quay Giam nhiều lắm. Khi nào bà Quay Giam trở qua con Việt Nam, bà Ngạc thích lắm.
Thích lắm, she says, Tut is like and Lam is very much, likes very much to talk to you about Vietnam. And Ba and Komeo banged up her new Honda. Well, this is, that's what I'm leaving, that kind of language, so you can see how sad I am to be heading away from this land. It's a lot different than the lands we've headed away from, where we listen to Aloha Hoi and Sayonara and things like that, isn't it? But these people like Banap are I don't know, they're really close to American types in their thinking, and they live, of course, on a lot different level than we do. We have the maid here lives with her family in our in this house. We've got a great big double-storied house, and of course it's like living in the rich kid's house with all the privileges and all the protection to them. They live in the refugee camps. They live on the dirt floors and they don't have these things of comfort that we have, indoor toilets and the running water. They carry water from a well and they cook on usually a charcoal broiler of some kind. We use gas and running water and soap and everything like that. So they live real good when they live with us, and get to, and of course we live good too, because it's just somebody taking care of us and we don't have to do anything, make the beds or cook or wash the laundry, don't worry about anything. Banab just asked me if she could listen to what she had to say when I get through this tape, so I'm going to ask her to say something else so she can listen when I play the tape back to her. Banab nói ông William đang nghe tape rồi.
Dạ, ông William biết tiếng Việt nhiều lắm, bà William có biết tiếng Việt không? Bà William có thích hạng tiếng Việt Nam không? Việt Nam nói nhiều lắm, với cô giác giác giác.
She says that she would like to have you come to Vietnam and visit us. She's sure you would like Vietnam very much. She also says, and I do, she does a lot of yak yak yak, and which means the same as it means any place else. That she's a talkative woman, but she just I'll let her listen to this when I get through. Boy, when I listen to that. It's real low. I'll turn the volume up a little and see what happens when I run it and see if I can't get some more volume in there for you. Although on the viewer, it looks like it's way up over what it should be on their recording. If that's loud enough for you, that's okay. Maybe I should have cleaned that tape head. Well, I'll clean it when I get through. I about got half of this tape gone. Well, let's see, now I got myself started home. I'm packing clothes or something. And I've got to, I think if I get rid of this tape recorder, my packing will be quite simple because I can just have a few clothes and come home in my suitcase and same way I came out without much and go back the same way. I'll have it all shipped away. As soon as I sell this tape recorder, that's what I'll do. And that's going to be okay with me. Now, I guess there's nothing I've got here. I'd like to steal a few guns and ship home. I'd like to get a few of the old French weapons they had. And ship home, but I guess if I do, I'll have to steal them or saw them up or something, because they're not supposed to send any of that stuff through the mail. Maybe people do, I don't know. Anyway, I'd most of the stuff that's shipped has to be broke down some way. Well, I've just got a few items here, a couple of those wood pictures, and I got a nose cone of a 40 millimeter, a VC millimeter I want to get home. I guess I can send that without any problem. The stuff I sent is in without any problem, so I guess this will be too. Well, how's all my good-looking relatives holding up? All fine, I guess, I hope, and everybody hankering to get out and wet their pole and still get the day's work done. I don't know how we're going to do that when they get like me, lazy bones, sleeping in the sun. How you expect to get your day's work done? Never get your day's work done. Sleeping in that noonday sun, oh lazy bones, laying in the shade. How you expect to get that cornmeal made? Never get that cornmeal made. sleeping in that noonday shade. That's what I feel like doing now, just lazing and lolling. I kind of give up on the drive and waiting for relaxing times to come along. I guess I'll have to buy me some new golf shoes, too. Oh, some golf clubs. That's what I want to send home. How about that? I want to buy me a new set of golf gear. Say, you got to buy them here or you get them at a bargain, right? I don't, I'll have to buy me something, pick me up something, and get me a golf cart. And some new shoes. Boy, that'd be nice. I'll go up and see. Somebody told me they did that up here. I don't know where, but I'm going to find out. Yes, sir, that's a good thing for me to look at tomorrow. Where in the world can I buy that golf gear? Aha. That'll be what I want to do. Now then, well, back to my sweet relatives. Let's see if they're going to take me fishing. Or you and I are going to have to head out by ourselves and go up to that little spot we know about and camp for a while. We've got a cabin up there if we want it. And that's a pretty good deal. And I don't know anybody else that wants to live like we do. But we'll see what it's like, and I hope that you'll have your job turned loose, and you're going to take a year sabbatical, huh? See if you can get a year. Well, you're going to take the summer off anyway. Okay. How much money we got in that old kick of ours? We got enough to carry us around for a little while? If I don't come back to this country, we'll still be ahead. I know where there's 10,000 salted away. And if we need money, I sure would be swell if I could have just, if I could manage to hang around here a few years and get my credits lined up for 30 years total service. And retire, boy, wouldn't that be something? That'd take 24 I had, 6 years. This is only a year and a half. I'd have to do a long time someplace, but maybe it's not impossible. Maybe I could get it done. I'm sure that would be a wonderful thing, and I'd be over, have 30 in and over 52. That'd be a nice retirement, wouldn't it? Say three quarters base pay, and I'd get I'd have 15,000. Three quarters of that would be about 1,200 a month. Oh boy, that's right. That don't sound too like I should pass it up, should I? Well, anyway, honey, this is just to tell you that another little old letter going by, and I'm going to keep them coming, and we've got a few days left, and I need a lot of strength building, so I'm going to depend on you to build my strength with nice letters, and here's some help for you with a big kiss and a lot of joy and happiness in the weeks to come. And although I'll miss out on Mother's Day, if you go or any of those aunts of mine who reared me a little bit, just look at them and say they helped old Carly someplace along the line. And they're really sweet people. And you got to admit that all of them are involved in it. And all of them had helped me. And I guess I love all of them about as much as